She never stops smiling, and she never says anything bad about anybody. Well, we're going to change that. No, I'm just kidding. Lisa Gibbons, winner of Celebrity Apprentice, joining us on the line right now. Hi, Lisa.
Not true, by the way, but let's go with it anyway.
You know what? Last week I tweeted when you posted a picture and I said, you glam women in your 30s make me sick. I don't know if you remember that.
I can take it.
I know. Some celebrities hear worse things, right? Saying that you're glam? Ugh, tough life.
It's been interesting to see how the rest of the world perceives this run on Celebrity Apprentice because, you know, I was so truly in my own lane with my blinders on that I know everybody said, oh, it was such a mean season and there was all this. I get it. I watched the show with everybody else. But I was, for the most part, just so focused on the work and I was, so intent on getting to where I got that a lot of the time I was oblivious to some of this stuff happening. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's true.
Let's talk about your relationships with the teammates, though. Who really surprised you the most, either in a good way or bad way?
You know, I was surprised by T.O. because T.O., I didn't know what to think, but he showed up in a big way, I think. And you know, not only did he, you know, look fantastic, which I think was not a surprise to anybody, but he was very serious about the work and very competitive and had that thing that Donald Trump really loves and treasures. He was, you know, very loyal. And I don't think it surprised anyone that Kevin Jonas was so smart and so competitive. I was upset that he left early and thrilled that he got brought back to help me with that final test because he's got a big brain for business and, you know, he's just going to really be the architect of his future, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with him. I'm always surprised that, you know, Trump says the athletes don't do well and they didn't go as far. I always think they're going to go further. You know, I did Dancing with the Stars, and they always go really far on that show, for obvious reasons, I guess. But I always think that you know, somebody who's a competitor is a competitor is going to compete in whatever environment. But for whatever reason, you know, I was surprised that they don't make it past halfway, typically.
There's so many clashes, which, I mean, you see in workplaces, right? We don't always get along with our coworkers, but some really extreme blowouts on this show.
You know, some of them came preloaded with history, with previous history, and they are committed to this animosity. It's not like it happened on the show. It's not like the producers, you know, threw a hand grenade in there and said, you know, let's sizzle it up. It's there. And, you know, there's hurt and there's resentment and there's anger and there's whatever are the things that cause us to act the way we do. And, you know, I think that perhaps being on a reality show where it's, you know, unfiltered, like it is often on the Housewives shows, for example, there's just a different standard of expression. And so you cut to the chase more quickly. So, you know, they just rev up, you know, they get 0 to 60 in a nanosecond. So they're speeding in emotion before the rest of us can even, you know, say hello. So I guess that accounts for some of it, but it's really deep-seated, churning emotion that I don't know how they ever resolve it. It's real.
I don't think they do. That's why ratings are so good and the longevity of those shows lasts.
Well, you know, and in business that happens. I mean, that's what I think is so cool about Celebrity Apprentice is, you know, Geraldo and I are very different people and we play the game very differently. But, you know, he could have just as easily won this thing as I did. And I think that's the point. You can be absolutely who you are and win. You don't have to, you know, change your ethics. You don't have to change, you know, the way you approach life. You can win doing it your way. And that's the way it is in the business world, too. These are style choices. And strength is exhibited in different ways. And so I think that's what's really cool about the show. Like, America began to talk about things like what's appropriate for a boardroom discussion. You know, all that talk about menstrual cycles and that time when poor Geraldo was stuck there in the middle of the women. You know, it's you know, is that appropriate? And I think people began to say, how far would you go? And, you know, what would you do to keep your job? And, you know, how do you handle your coworkers? So those are real discussions.
And on that note, we've got to get back to the music. We're going to have more with Lisa Gibbons, winner of Celebrity Apprentice, right after this.
today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Jeremy Bradley here, back on Top of the Charts and the Open Road. Thanks so much for giving us a listen today. All right, so Lisa Gibbons, winner of Celebrity Apprentice, is joining us on the line. Now, Lisa, we had a question sent in about the boardroom. One, how long are you actually sitting there? And two, is it edited or is it really that intense and dramatic when you're sitting there?
It's edited, but it is that intense and it is that awkward. But sometimes you're there for the amount of time that you see on the air, and sometimes you're there for, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours. It just depends. It's totally up to what Donald Trump wants to do. You know, he's a master at extracting information from people, and you know, people want to keep that very close to the vest because no one wants to give up a teammate unless they have to. And you know, his job is to make sure that you have to.
Yeah.
And so nobody gets away with, you know, you can't really get away without giving up the goods. And that's why, you know, people talk about, well, how did I do it being so nice? Well, it's easy if you aren't brought into the boardroom. That's really easy. So my strategy was really simple, which was just, you know, what I've done in my career, work hard, care a lot. And, you know, I gave every task 100%, thinking, well, if we all just work hard and we can get on a winning streak, and everybody works better when they're winning, you feel better, so you get momentum. And we won. And every time you win, you don't get in the boardroom, nobody gets fired. Then, you know, you don't have to badmouth each other. It's really easy to be nice, right? So, you know, that's my nature anyway, and that's my approach in business, but it was also much easier for me because I didn't get brought into the boardroom.
I was going to say, we've had a lot of Celebrity Apprentice stars on our shows, and never has anybody said, my plan of attack was to be nice, but it worked. Obviously, it worked.
Well, but honestly, you know, I think all you can do is your best, and that's kind of my life philosophy. You know, show up, do your best, let go of the rest.
Right.
So that's the way I just do it. And if that's enough, great. And if it's not enough, then that's not enough. So,
right.
You know, I think you end up regretting other choices that you make outside of that. And I always have. And I don't know that I knew that at 20 or 30. I think those are things that you learn about yourself over time. And I also think that, you know, Geraldo and I probably ended up at the finish line because our jobs put us in situations where we work well against the clock. We know how to work well against deadlines. And we also are storytellers and we're information gatherers. So we, you know, as reporters, we're used to going in and gathering the facts. And that's what this is about. You know, you meet with a client and they tell you, you know, what your assignment is. And you have to kind of triage that information really quickly and assess what's going on and then spit it back out pretty quickly. And that's what we've built our careers on. So I think that gave us an advantage in a lot of ways. And when you're comfortable with that, other people see that you're comfortable with that, and I think they kind of sort of subconsciously give you a lot of latitude because somebody's got to get the work done.
True. But okay, so you're always so nice. I want to put you on the spot here for like 5 seconds. Can you just trash talk Geraldo like 5 seconds? Come on, you knew you were going to win, right?
Well, I think you have to know that you're going to win in order to get to the winner's circle. I do. I think that the mental preparation is a big part of it. And, you know, if you don't, then you shouldn't enter a contest. If you don't think you can win, you shouldn't be there.
But he had no chance. Come on, he had no chance. Let's just be honest.
Why do you think? Because he was, what, arrogant, cocky? What, a lot of arrogant and cocky people win. That's why they win.
I know, I'm just trying to stir up trouble, Lisa. You know that, right?
Listen, I will, that's part of his charm. You know, Geraldo, I think he did have a chance. I think that Donald Trump he responds to people who are aggressive. He responds to anybody that's a passionate force of nature. That's Geraldo. And I really thought it was going downhill. You know, I'm thinking, he's kind of smelling, it's like blood in the water here. He's thinking I'm a little too passive. And I know he doesn't dig that. So, you know, I was thinking it wasn't going to be a good night for me.
But it was an incredible night for you. Now, in our final remaining moments, of course, this is all about charity. You were very emotional talking about your relationship with your mom. So just recap for everybody, again, the charity and what's benefiting from your big win.
My mom and my grandma both died of Alzheimer's disease, and when my mother was in the initial stages, she said to me, honey, you're a storyteller. You've told other people's stories. Now, just tell this story and make it count. I didn't know what that meant for the longest time, but as our family journeyed through the struggle, we ended up creating in the world what we wish we'd had, and that became Lisa's Care Connection. So about 10 years ago, we started opening the doors to these support centers across the country where we would connect caregivers to each other and to resources, to the programs, to the services that they need. So the husbands and the wives and the sons and daughters, the family members, who often are as sick or sicker than the diagnosed loved one, they can often lose 10 years off their life for caregiving because the stress is so great. So I thought, wow, we can really do something about that. So it's been the most incredible work I've ever done. And we took the money that I got as project manager that I won and secured a place in my hometown, which we've never been open there. And now with these earnings, we're going to create a digital platform so that we can connect people to each other 24/7. And it's just such a needed thing. You know, there are like 90 million family caregivers out there, and they do heroic work. So I'm really proud to be able to put the spotlight on that, and this has been tremendously helpful for us.
That's awesome, Lisa. Way to go. So is there a website or anywhere that people can get more information?
Lisa'sCareConnection.org. And if you just get to my website, we'll link you straight through too. But, we've been doing it for a while. We know the need is great. And I feel so honored to be able to walk this path. So Lisa'sCareConnection.org. We have a lot of people that are there in the Alzheimer's community, but also cancer and stroke and MS, because if you're caring for someone you love with a chronic illness or disease, you're probably not caring for yourself, and you can't do it alone. So that's what we're there for.
Oh, I got goosebumps talking to you. And you know, I could chat with you all day, Lisa, but you know, radio, we've got to get back to the music. So thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the big win. Lisa Gibbons, Celebrity Apprentice winner.
Thank you. Okay, thanks a lot.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.